Today FM with Al Porter.
Well, now that's brand new music from Arcade Fire. Everything Now from their album of the same name. It's time for a bit of Agony Al.
When will you say yes to me? Tell me.
Quandary. Now, I'll take this opportunity because normally Pamela's in the studio. Lenny, are you proud of that?
Do you know what? It's my finest moment in life, not just in radio, but
you think when you think about the wages that you make and your work and you think it was justified the day that I asked you to make a sting for Agony Al and you gave us...
When will you say yes to me? Tell me...
Quandary. That's
me covered for 10 years.
So long as you're happy with it, I'm happy with it too.
Good.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, today's Agony Al has come in as quite a juicy one. These are all real. People get in touch. I always say they tell you strange things to the radio. People just tell you anything. It came into 53102. No, it didn't. It came into the email, in fact. And it's from Kate in Cork. Gave a location, everything. Listen to this. Not that. Here we go. Hi Al, she says. I have never texted your show, but I'm a big fan. I think you'd appreciate the madness of my situation. I'd love to hear what your listeners think. So listen up, this is up to you. To cut to the chase, I have lived in my cozy little house with my boyfriend for 3 years. We have a wave and hello policy with our neighbours, but have never been in each other's houses or anything. The husband is actually quite friendly, but his wife is cold enough. She says hello and that's it. I run a lot, it's great for stress, and I will run a fair distance on a Saturday. Yeah, get to the point. Well, 2 weeks ago, I did a long run, and where we live is near the coast, so it's beautiful and I'm gone for hours. There's a parking spot that is by the dunes, but I run through it. She's taking her time. I saw two cars parked, thought nothing of it, but as I happened to look over, there was two people kissing in a car quite passionately. I just thought, Jesus, get a room. But when the woman looked up, it was my next door neighbour. She looked down straight away. I sped up my running stride and my heart was going crazy. Then I realised it was her car, but that obviously wasn't her husband. I've been avoiding seeing them ever since and have only told my partner. Her husband is still smiling away and chatting to my fella. I am seriously contemplating moving house. I thought about nothing else. I would love some guidance. Thanks for reading my ramblings. Regards, Kate, brackets, not my real name. Wow. That one's heavy, isn't it? Well, what do you think Kate should do? If anything, should she fess up to the neighbour, talk to the wife, or stay out of it entirely? I think, to be honest, that stay out of it. I mean, you weren't even talking to them beforehand. You never took interest in this couple anyway, so maybe he knows, maybe the husband knows, maybe it's their bag. Oh dear, well, what do you think? If you have advice for Kate, text us on 53102, because I'm stumped.
Al Porter.
Imagine Dragons and Thunder on Today FM. Before that, obviously, the great Chaka Khan and Ain't Nobody. There's been a huge reaction to today's Agony Al, which is about a lady who spotted her female neighbour. Potentially, she thinks, doing the dirt on the husband out in a car somewhere, as you do. excuse me, I'm a bit sick today. A lot of the reaction is... Well, I'll let you make up your own mind. I was going to say kind of negative toward the woman that's written in, but I'll let you make up your own mind. Drop a note to the neighbour and tell her you'll keep it to yourself. God, I don't know about that, because that's kind of implicating you, isn't it? Al, I would advise Kate to stay out of it. She's not really friendly with them, so she should just leave it. No one really knows what's going on in other people's relationships. As far as she knows, the husband could be well aware of what's going on. Al, I would never cheat, but if you saw how little attention my husband gives me, I can understand why women do. Maybe that's the case with the neighbour. So kind of somebody there going, potentially a bit of sympathy for the wife might be due. Anya says, about the running lady, say nothing, and if asked by the wife, etc., deny you saw anything. It's not your responsibility, it's not your relationship. Steve says, FFS Al, which I think is a bad word, an acronym. The next time she sees you've won, tip her nose and give her a wink. I bet that will be the end of it. Do not move. The next time she... Stop that, Steve. That's nonsense. Lenny, what's Steve saying there?
Is it the whole kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, or know what you're up to?
Yeah. You can't be doing that. Nosy Parker, says another person. Just keep out of it. You're jealous. Don't know about that.
I didn't know it wasn't her fault.
Stay out of it, maybe. He knows about it and is turning a blind eye. He could be doing the same thing. Dear. Tell her to get a life. Don't interfere. It's nothing to do with her. She should look after her own corner and make sure her husband is smiling. I can't stand crusaders. And another, Al, it's Dave in Cork. I think Kate should stop banging on about how far she runs. Some of us just like eating cake. I like that. Throw me a line.
Today FM with Al Porter.